All right, you guys want to hear the Crow line? 214-523-CROW. We're taking your calls all throughout the week. Jake slaves over a hot Enco and produces this.
Start of message.
So here's an idea. We changed the Crow line to the Corona line. But anywho, it's Tuesday, and you guys still have Blake Jones producing. What the heck's going on? I thought we fixed that yesterday, but I don't know. Wednesday might be a new day. We'll see. But the Corona line. Think about it, boys.
Dan, they absolutely do have fabric masks. So your coworkers were laughing at you, but you get the last laugh because some of the masks are made of fabric.
Guys, I think I'm in trouble. I may have just sexually assaulted my kid's homeschool teacher. I don't know what to do. Send help.
So whenever all this happened, I wanted to avoid panic buying toilet papers, kind of help other people out. Now I'm about 4 days away from wiping my ass with my poodle.
It's time for Dan McDowell's bathroom report. He's only interested in long or short. What he's doing might put him in court. It's time for Dan McDowell's bathroom report.
Let me tell you something, buddy. If you want a tiger, we can make that happen.
Yeah, but my mom, she won't let me. But I want tiger still. Okay.
27-year-old bachelor and avid Tinder user checking in here. And yes, sex is still very much a part of the community, even through the COVID crisis. We have come together. We are still having one-on-ones, the occasional one-on-two. Woot woot, what's up? Quarantined people are very horny indeed. However, we have come to a conclusion that we will be suspending all rimming activities for the foreseeable future. And there's your field report. Thank you so much and stay safe. Damn. You hear that, Mino? We can't eat no more ass, bro. Toss the sticks. I guess we'll just run another game of 2K.
Hey, Jay. How does it feel broadcasting from Dan's Jack Room?
Yeah, this is Mikey. It is fap, 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 and more fap. Later.
So I just watched a YouTube clip of the Ticket's own Rachel Starr behind-the-scenes photo shoot with Joe Exotic. Saw a lot of cats, but not the one I expected. So I'll hang up and go do some research.
Day one of quarantine, watching Tiger King. Obviously my mind is gone because the guy that's basically admitted that he's cut up human bodies and sold cocaine is the most normal human being on this show.
Hey, you think Joe Exotic's ever docked?
Well, I've just been killing my time here docking with random strangers. And Jake, I need a little bit of help. I'm stuck with a guy. What's your name? He doesn't want to give his name. But anyway, we're stuck docking. Got to get me out of this. Just give me one way to get out of this docking station. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm stuck at home with three daughters, two female dogs, my wife, and my wife's mom. Help me!
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. So here's my number, yeah, and call me, baby.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. This is your house cat king, Dick Trickle, today. Today was a great day at the kitty sanctuary. Pocket ate all his breakfast, but the poop I watched him take was quite runny. So we're going to monitor that. Bear and baby cat had an interesting afternoon. As they slept and ate, and then chased the laser around the living room for just a little while. This has been your house cat king, Dick Trickle, with your mundane house cat update.
While all you hoarders were buying all the frickin' bread loaves, I called an audible and went shopping for pre-bread. Flour and yeast, bitches.
Where's the sports bus this week? Who really gives a hoot? You know, who gives a hoot?
Put on an N95 and some gloves, hop aboard, and sit every third seat. Even social distancing won't save you from the easily transmissible virus of Young Bob's hot sports takes on the sports bus. Deemed essential by the Greater Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce. While today is a rare non-sports edition of the bus, instead yours truly would like to personally recommend the Netflix series Tiger King. the nonstop action documentary starring flamboyant redneck homosexual Joe Exotic and horrendous black widow bitch Carol Baskin is intriguing, as well as a laugh riot. I give it two thumbs, two cheese curds, and one yellow and green foam finger up. Well, that's about it. Hope we have some sports to talk about next time on the bus. Until then, don't die. I'm Young Bob.
End of message.
All right, cool cats and kittens. So we got a little more Friday follow-up. Just because we've been holding this for like 2 weeks, so we should get to this one, right?
Friday follow-up.
Because right when we ended that segment, we went to break, and Jake goes, well, another week, and we never got bit versus bid.
That's right.
So you want to finish this?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want me to come claim my crown?
Are you saying you're victorious? Because so it was, I don't know if we have the original audio. But you were reading something and you said, well, do you recall exactly what you said?
I don't. It was a news story and I just said something like...
We have the audio.
Oh, okay. My
we
bad.
Do? What Go do we have?
It. It's in the drop. Hold on.
Oh. What?
Whose birthday?
I thought if you yelled, we have the audio, that
would... I'm saying it's in the Dropbox. It's been pulled.
Okay. I will play it. I will do it.
All true. And she attempted to extort Coach Pitino for varying amounts of money that was in the millions. She wanted tuition for her kids. She wanted a car. At which point, Rick said, you know what? I'm calling the law.
And didn't she pay?
She did a 7-year bid.
Did she pay her? I think it's a bit. If you go to prison, it's called a bit.
I don't know.
You think it's called a bid?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that's where it
I don't
all
know.
Started.
I don't know.
A good, I don't
there
know
is
there.
A good, I don't know in there. Yeah, let me hear that again.
That's where it all started, and I got a lot of feedback on this.
Oh, me too.
And like usual,
Friday,
I just read the
up.
Ones that are supporting me. They do seem to say when it comes to let's see. I went to prisontalk.com/forums.
It's a vibrant community.
Scroll down.
And when they're listing, you know, what a, it says right here, bit, B-I-T, prison sentence, usually relatively short. Quote, I got a 3-year bit. Also in my corner to support me would be, had a good P1. Direct me to Season 2, Episode 4, about the 30-minute mark of The Wire. And here, I believe Avon Barksdale and his lawyer are trying to negotiate some kind of a plea thing.
Levy.
Here, let's take a listen to this. Season 2, underrated. A lot of people say the worst season of The Wire, but I still think it's very worthy. Here we go. Bit versus bid.
My client will provide accurate information as to the source of the tainted narcotics. He can identify the method by which contraband is smuggled into this institution, as well as the people responsible.
Cell block talk is cheap.
He'll give you what you need to make a case, if making a case is what you're interested in.
Your terms?
Mr. Barksdale is due for a first parole hearing at 28 months. We'd like to trim that to a year. And have your assurances of institutional support for work release and early parole.
1 year on a 7-year bid.
We're offering extraordinary cooperation in this matter.
Boy, he couldn't have pronounced that T anymore, could he?
1 year on a 7-year bid.
Is that a cop?
That's the opposing lawyer.
Okay.
They're talking prison slang.
Okay.
This is where I've learned it.
Didn't sound like slang to me. Sounded like a suit.
Well, it's a 7-year bit.
Well,
and according to prisontalk.com or whatever I just read from.
Let's first go to this song. This is a fairly recent one. We'll start with the most recent one. This is Nicki Minaj's High School, which I know you're a big fan of.
But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, wore like a couple rings, bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted. 5-year bid up north when they read it.
You sure she didn't say bit?
That's debatable.
Bid.
I hear bid.
Let's check in with Tupac.
What's the song called?
High School.
High School?
But if you don't believe her, let's check in with a couple of the legends. Let's go to Pac and Hail Mary.
On a wrong way trip to prison, selling drugs. We all wrapped up in this living like the studs. To my homeboys and Clinton Max, doing they be. Raise hell to this real and feel this. Max, doing they be.
Okay, that's clearly a D. Still not sold?
I am sold that he got it wrong.
Maybe we'll check in with Nas, and Nothing Lasts Forever.
But yo, if you got a plan, believe me, you gonna get there. You gonna get everything you ever wanted, baby. That's my word. Trust. My niggas come home from long bids. They check for me before they see their own kids.
I mean, kids rhymes with bids.
That's true.
So, we may have a cultural issue here. I'm not sure. I know that you learned most of your slang from Goodfellas and from Italian gangster movies.
Law and Order, whatever.
I learned most of mine from rap music. So,
all right. Well,
perhaps we'll just meet in the middle here.
Yeah, we'll just call it bit.
That means something else now.
Yeah.
Well, what if we?
That's
just
short for bitch. In the streets with the kids.
All right. Well, there is no answer here apparently, although it's pretty clear I'm probably right, because I'm throwing it to break now.
Oh, damn it!